Avtera Parshas Korach, Shmuel HaRamasi, Shmuel HaNavi gives a tremendous Sichas Moser, a Moser Shmuel to Bnei Yisrael about their inappropriate, wrong request for a king. Earlier in Parakas, Klai Yisrael requested a king. The Navi tells us then how Shmuel was very disappointed, very upset. And Hashem told Shmuel that you're upset, I'm upset, they're not just rebelling against you, they're really rebelling against me. Hashem says in Parakas, Loi oischa masu. You think it's bad, it's bad in your eyes, Shmuel? No, ki oisi masu mechalein. They really don't want me. And in the Haftarah of Parshas Korach, Shmuel gives them an actual full Moser Shmuel on this. The Tesefta in the Masechta Sanhedrin, and the Sefri in Parshas Shoftim, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Amud Beis, deal with the following question. The Torah Akdash in Parshas Shoftim tells us there's a mitzvah. Kisavi ala aretz, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Asher Hashem lekecha neisam lach, yirishta v'yashafta v'amart, and you will say, Asim alai melech. I want to make a king. I want to appoint a king. Kechol ha-goyim asher sivoyis, like all the nations. The goyim have kings. We want a king. Sarim tasim alecha melech. Appoint a king. If so, why were Klai Yisrael consider doing something wrong in Shmuel, Aleph, Parakhes, and in Haftarah, if it's a favorish and mitzvah in the Torah? So again, it's discussed by the Tanoim, and their Mahalach, what they say, is a Machlaikis. One Shita argues in the Gemara is Rabbi Nahi Roy. The Rashi has a Shaila with really Rabbi Nahi Roy. Rabbi Nahi Roy says that there's no such mitzvah. Taka, no such mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to appoint a king. That's Pashtus, what Rabbi Nahi Roy is saying. Rabbi Nahi Roy says the following words. This whole parsha in the Torah of Melech is only in case they complain. Christ will ever come along and say they want a king. This is what you should do. But there's no mitzvah to appoint a king. So the whole thing is bad. Very easy answer. However, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, and this is the halacha, the Rambam seems like this. This is the general psak of the Shas. Is a mitzvah, one of the Tariq mitzvahs, to appoint a king? So if so, what exactly was that avera? The Rebbe Lezer in the Gemara, Rapanya Brazar Aimad is Kainim Shibadar. The wise elder people, Kahigan Shalom, they were right in asking for a king because they knew how to ask. Shinemar, Tnalam Melach Vashiftenu. Our Ami Arishaban, but the unlearned, ignorant, non-tired people ruined it. Kilkalu. Shinemar, Rayinu Gamanachu Kahagayim, Vashiftenu, Alkainu, Vyetzil Fenenu. So the Gemara discusses it. It's not exactly clear what the different sheet is in the Gemara, it's in the first Shem, our Masber, of course. The Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Halachim asks the question himself, because he holds there is a mitzvah. Me'achas HaKamis Melech Mitzvah, right at the beginning of Hilchos Halachim, Halacha Beis. Lo Malay Ratz HaGadosh Baruch Hu, because Shalom Melech Mishmul. Why was Hashem not happy? Why was Hashem displeased when they asked for a king? So the Rambam Fisha Shalu B'Taraymis, because they asked with complaints. Which sounds like the Rambam is being Rabbi Nurai, which can't be, because he does all this a mitzvah. Anyways. But some say that he holds it according to Rabbi Nurai. It is a mitzvah. The Lai Shalu Lekayim HaMitzvah. They weren't really looking for a king to Mekayim the mitzvah. El Rebnesha Katsu B'Shmu HaNavi. They had enough of Shmu HaNavi. Which seems to be a new teretz. This is a teretz of the Rambam. There's many, many terutzim. The Meiri says that a melech is supposed to be adapted from Shevet Yehuda. And the fact that they asked for a king when there was nobody from Shevet Yehuda yet ready, that was a sin. The Ramban al-Tayr discusses this in a few places, and he says they should have waited for Shmuel to pass on. It was insulting, it was offensive to do it in the time of Shmuel. The Ramban doesn't want to say the problem was Kechol HaGoyim, he says L'chomis, he says also the words Kechol HaGoyim. Now, Barbanel, in the Rishonim, is very, very marach. He says that they wanted a king who would judge them according to, like the Goyim judged them according to the rules, or whatever the king would see fit. He would, you know, look around, find out what goes on in Holland, and based on that, he would go along and make his laws. And laws should be based only on the Torah. That's the Barbanel, who's tremendously marach in the Sugya and the Gemara, he brings Rishonim, and he discusses it. That is the Mahalach of the Barbanel. The Ran in Drush is a Ran, who says that the job of a king is to check the Sanhedrin. He has to see if sometimes you might need a Ruach Shah. So the Hedra is passing up Piyat Torah, and the king's job is to go along and make like a check and balance system and say, maybe we need a Yerua Ashar right now. So, by them asking for a king who would be Shafteinu, even if it means according to the Torah, says the Ran, that was wrong. It's not the job of a king. Kehena v'kehena, the Shlach Kaddish is very marach, brings a whole bunch of Mepharshim, and he's a falpo which ones fit into which sheets of the Gemara. The Al-Sheikh speaks about this, Radak and Aftiris in Parakhas speaks about it, the Malbim in Parakhas has three Malchim to answer it, the Chassam Sefer speaks about it in a lot of places, Shrat Merab and Divriyel is very, very marach on this whole thing. See if he could share or draw more. The Kli Yoker has a beautiful pshat. The Kli Yoker says that in the Chumash, if you look in the Chumash, what does it say? What are you going to request? Asima alai melech. And what did the Kli Yisrael ask in Shmuel? They said, Asima lanu melech. What's the difference between the word alai and lanu? Alai is the king's in charge. The king makes the decisions. Lanu is, he'll be our king. We're going to do what we want with him. He'll be our puppet king. We'll make our decisions, and he'll be our figurehead to do what we want. That's how the Kli Yoker learns. Itavlei says they wanted Shalei Lishma, he has raised. Many, many, many Rapharshim speak about it. The Akeda says that they're supposed to have a king, a job of a king, is not to get involved in things that have to do with Sanhedrin. So the king has to, certain things to do with the government, to do with the country, but not with Shafteinu day to day. That should be up to the Shaiftim. That was a problem, similar to some what other Rishayim say. Chassam Sofer speaks about it in a few places. He says, and says in the Torah, Chalagoyim. Chalagoyim means, it should be a, Chalagoyim is Shafei Seinu. It says that in the Chumash, it just means, that just like the Goyim have Sarim and Shemayim, and they're Mushpa from them, so too, the king will be Mushpa from Shemayim, but never meant you should be acting like Goyim. Then the Chassam Sofer has a Mahalach, which is Bitochin related. The Radak also has a Mahalach, which is Bitochin related. And I would like to go along those lines and share with you an idea which we could say maybe fits into one of the shittas in the Gemara based on learning the Haftarah together. So let's just spend a few short minutes learning the Haftarah together. In Shmuel's Jerashat to Klai Yisrael, when he gives them a Musar Shmuz, the Chayra gives them a history lesson. Seemingly he gives them like a little crash course in Jewish history. And he begins and he says, Shmuel says to them, Kashabo Yaakov, Mitzrayim. Or earlier he says, right at the beginning of his speech, Shehalas Avisechem Eretz Yisrael. He begins his Yisrael Yisrael. Okay. Very good traditional place to start speaking about Jewish history, about Mitzrayim. Vayizaku Avisechem al Hashem. You called out to Hashem. Klai Yisrael called out to Hashem. What did Hashem do? Vayishlech Hashem is Moshev as Aaron. Vayitzius Avisechem Mitzrayim. Yeshiva Malkim as Em. He turned us to Eretz Yisrael. So we were Mitzrayim. We were suffering. We called out to Hashem. Hashem sent us Moshev and Aaron. And he brought us back to Eretz Yisrael. Then what does Shmuel say? Here in Eretz Yisrael, we forgot Hashem. Hashem sold us. Hashem gave us away. Hashem handed us over. He handed us over to the enemies. We had Sisra. We had Plishtim. We had Melech Moab. He gave us over to the Knanim, to the Plishtim, to the Mayavim. We suffered tremendously. But the same thing as by Mitzrayim. We called it to Hashem. Ki azabnus Hashem, oh Hashem, we've left you. Benavris abomas ashtaris yisuvat v'gezara v'at, and now Hashem, hatzileinu, v'yadoyveinu, v'navdeka, v'yishonu v'aviseinu. V'kadosh Baruch Hu matzileinu v'yodem v'at atzileinu, we ask Hashem, please, remember us. V'yish lach Hashem, es yubal, v'es pedon, v'es yiftach v'shmol, Hashem sent us the fashid and the shayftim to save us every time. V'yatzar eskan yadoy v'echem yisav v'ateishu v'betach. And everything went back to being good. So what did he say so far in his Russia? This is very important. He's not stop giving history lesson, Chas v'Shalom. We were Mitzrayim, we called out, Hashem saved us from Moshe and Aaron. We suffered from the Canaanim, from the Plishtim, from the Mayavim. We called to Hashem, Hashem sent us to Shaiftim, and he saved us. And now Shmuel gets to present modern day in his time. Vatiru, and we've all seen, you all saw, Ki Nachash Melech Bnei Amin Bar Aleichem. You saw you were being attacked by Nachash Melech Bnei Amin. No, the Ammonim came to attack. What were you supposed to do? What were you supposed to do? Look at Jewish history. What was supposed to be the Jewish response? Well, let's look what you did. But you said to me, Loi, we're not happy with you, Shmuel. Ki melech yimloich aleinu. Let's switch the who's in charge over here. Let's switch the shayfer for a king. Let's change the memshala. There's a tzara coming. There are rockets coming. There are plishtim coming. Ammonim's coming. And what's your response? Your response was, let us change the memshala. What? That's not the Yiddish response. Yiddish response is supposed to be, traditionally, you call out to Hashem. That's what you're supposed to have been doing. You want a king? You always had Hashem. Everybody knows, it's so famous. It's quoted all the time. The Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Tainis, writes, Mitzvah Saseim in HaTorah Lizoik. There's a Mitzvah Saseim in HaTorah to call out. Ularia Bechatzaychus, I'll call Tzara Shatari Alatzib, whatever it is, a Tzara, to call out. The Rambam brings a partial list from the tremendous list in the beginning of the, I think it's the third parak in Tainis, second parak, third parak in Tainis. And the Rambam says this is part of Tshuva. And then the Rambam says, Avo Imlo Yizak, Avo Lo Yeriyu. But if you don't call out to Hashem when the Tzara comes, if you don't blow Chatzaychus, Eliyami, what do you say instead? This stuff goes on, you know, this is what happens. There's good days, bad days, there's wars, there's stars, there's locust plagues, there are pandemics, things happen. So this happened, people say, oh, it's crazy what's going on, crazy going on. Think about it, what does that mean, crazy? Are you talking about Hashem? Is that what someone means when they say it's crazy what's going on? Oh, you don't mean that, Baruch Hashem, okay, I'm happy you don't mean that when you say it's crazy what's going on. It's just an expression, that's fine. But you just say, yeah, things happen, things are out of control, I can't imagine what's going on. Says the Rambam, Reizu Darach Achzarius. This is a lifestyle of cruelty. The Garamis Lamli Dabik Masim Ran, this caused people to continue sinning. And now our punchline, the Taisif Atzar Atzar Sacharis, and just more Tzaras will come. That will not solve your problem. Changing the Memshalah, saying, oh, that's, you know, let's go deal with, let's get involved in politics, that will not solve your problem. Look historically at what solved our problem. What solved our problem in Mitzrayim? Calling out to Hashem. What solved our problem historically when we were attacked by the Canaanim? By Yizaku al Hashem. What did we do? How did we get out of the Tzara? When we were attacked by the Plishtim, we call it to Hashem. What did we do when we had a problem with the Mayavim? We call it to Hashem. And Hashem, every time, sent us Moshe, Aaron, Yerubal, Bedon, Yiftach, Shmuel. And now you had a problem with the Amonim. So what did you do? You, instead of calling out to Hashem, you said, oh, we have to have a meeting. We got to switch the king. Something's wrong, says Shmuel. You missed the point. I'd like to share with you a story. About 25 years ago, Chabad Lutzlan, there were two younger light from Bnei Brak who accidentally drove into Ramallah. And Shem Yim Kom Demeim, they were lynched by Yishmaelim Bnei Avla Yimach Shemam V'Zichram. So there were Espedim in Bnei Brak. I attended Espedim in Bnei Brak. So sad. And the Paisik Gadol or Shmuel Levi Vosner spoke. And at that time in Medina Yisrael there was discussion about Oslo and about if they should give back this piece of land. And about making shalom and not making shalom, and there were people pro, people against, and people were saying, oh, as this happened, everybody said, you know, oh, it's because they're trying to make shalom, that's why this happened, because they're not trying to make shalom. Everybody had what to say. And Rav Vosner got up in the Beis Medrash, and he spoke, I was there, and he said, Kain is on his log, and no one should say, no one should dare say, that these two Yidden passed away because of shalom, because of the Heskem HaShalom, because of the peace accords which are being discussed presently in the government. It has nothing to do with that. We have to be mischazik and limud Torah, tefillah, and tznius. That was his message. It wasn't anything amazing. It was the same message that the Chafetz Chaim would have said. Same message that the Rambam would have said. Same message Rabbi Tarfon, Rosh Hashanah, and Rabbi Akiva would have said. Same message that all the Nevi'im always said. This is what the Nevi'im always said. This is the same message that what Shmuel is saying. That's the Torah. When there's a tzara, this is what you do. That's all Rav Vosner said. He said, don't say. And he repeated it again at the end. He said, Cain is on his organ. No one should say that it has to do with the Hesken Shalom. It has nothing to do with that. Nothing. It has to do with Bechateinu. And if you do Chas HaShalom, I raise the Derech Achzarius. And what is the cause? The Seisev Atzara Tzara Sacheris. It's just going to bring more tzara. That's all it's going to do, Chas HaShalom. And of course, you knew that smart Alec rabbi right after, when he finished speaking, smart Alec rabbi got up and said, L'chu b'shalom, which is halacha. You say, when someone passes away, you say, go b'shalom. But then this rabbi continued and he said, Hem halchu le'olamam b'glal ha'shalom. They passed away because of the shalom mamish in a complete, you know, disobedience, I don't know what the word is, complete defiance to what Rav Azar said. This fellow needed to say his smart Alec line, say his cute little quip about how they went Lamana Shalom, and of course there was a tumult, you know, chutzpah or whatever, and he knew, he didn't realize it. Okay, whatever it is. Al Kapanim, the Yiddish response to what Sarah is only one thing. Let's get back to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. And look how beautiful his fitness in the next two psukim. What does Shmuel say in the Haftarah in the next two psukim? If you go in the ways of Hashem, Im Tiras Hashem Avatim, Oysi Yishmatim, Akkadu Vaisam, must be Hashem. If you listen with Hashem, then you and your king will be successful. Vim Loisish Mugar Hashem, Arisim, must be Hashem. If you go against Hashem, then your king is not going to help you. In other words, you wasted your time now with the king. That's not what it was about. If you're all going to still get close to Hashem, very good, you'll be Masliach, your king will be Masliach. And if not, then the king is not going to have helped you. There's only one thing that can help you in your tzara with Amayim. This is already, I know he's giving the shmuz after it already happened. But he says, this is the only way to deal with it. The only way to stay safe. The only way to be secure in Eretz Yisrael. Like he mentioned the word betach. And this is the whole Tanakh is full of this. The whole Shas, every Musa Sefer, is getting closer to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Davening, tefillah, being mischazek to Kaddish Baruch Hu. And then, everybody knows at the end of that, Haftarah Shmuel says, just to prove to you how it's wrong what you did, I'm going to make a nace. And what's the nace? In the middle of the harvest season, when it never rains, like Radak says, he heard from his father, Eretz Yisrael never rains in the summer. All of a sudden, there's a downpour, and it shows how, and it was thunder, there was noise, there was a tremendous amount of rain. It shows how bad they were, right, for asking for rain. So it's a remez in itself. It's a symbol that they did something wrong. The many mefarshim say each one with their mahalach that he was symbolizing that the timing was wrong. You want to ask for a king. Wait for David or the other pshatim that we have, but it was bad timing. So according to what we're saying, how are we answering the original kasha? Of course there's a mitzvah to ask for a king. But not the way you asked for it. You weren't asking because you wanted a king because there's a mitzvah to have a king. You were asking for a king as a solution to the problem of the Amayne rockets. That's how you were dealing with it. You're like, we have a problem. We have a serious nuclear power plant being built up in Amman. How are we going to deal with it? Let's go along and appoint the king. You had a problem with the king. You had a problem with the guy coming. Say, oh, let's go do the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. You want to mitzvah in all mitzvahs, including Kiddush HaChodesh, including appointing the king, including the rule of Gevaldik. That's not what you were trying to do. The reason why you asked for a king had nothing to do with the mitzvah. It was your reaction to the tzara. And of course you knew it was a mitzvah. You said, oh, let's go do this mitzvah now. We'll have a king. The mitzvah is a mitzvah. Go appoint a king. When you want to appoint a king, very nice. But this problem only has one resolution. Returning to our Kaddish Baruch Hu. Shabbos.